Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we invite various guests to come on this show to help you, as an Avon representative, take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to like our Facebook page. And our Facebook page is the Avon Motivational Radio Show. And also to invite members of your team, whether that's your upline or your downline, to listen to the show as well. Our show format is every Monday from 8:30. To 9, and the first Monday of the month, which is like today, I talk about selling or recruiting Avon beauty professionals into the Avon business. And the other, the second week of the month, Monday, we have what's called a roundtable discussion with myself, Gillian, as well as Ellen Edwards. And the third week of the month is business opportunity, and that's when we talk about, you know, the benefits of recruiting, the benefits of becoming an Avon representative, and that discussion is with myself and Sashi. And then the fourth week, and sorry for the noise, but I have to feed my dog, otherwise he'll bark the whole time or on the phone. The fourth week is Skincare by Tia. So, now that you have a schedule, you know, mark your schedule, mark your calendar, and if you ever have any questions or you have any show suggestions, please email me at pat@avonbronx.com. So I'm sorry, it's pat@avonbronx.com. Okay, excellent. So we're going to begin. Today, as we're getting really, really close to the holidays, it is unbelievable. Over the weekend, I took the opportunity to create some Facebook postings for my Avon business as well as for my skincare business. And then I also created email blast for Cyber Monday for both my Avon business as well as for my as my facial business. And what I did, I combined them all together because they're all right next to each other. Right after Thanksgiving is Black Friday. Right after Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and that Monday is Cyber Monday. So I just did one loop of things, and I got to remind myself to set my, I don't know if you know this, but you can go into your settings of Avon and provide people with discounts. So I'm going to give everybody maybe a 10% discount on those days. So, talk skincare and the skincare professional. Well, again, this is the holiday season. And everybody likes to, and everybody knows this is when you make the money. I can't stress this enough. You know, if you're self-employed and you're in sales, this is truly your Christmas time because this is when you make your money. This is when you're going to make the maximum amount of money all year round. You make, some people actually make their whole income for the year during this time period. So, you know, so that's how important. And if you think that's not important, just look at all the sales, you know, like for Macy's and JCPenney. I mean, they go all out in terms of advertising this time of year because they know this makes up, this brings up the quarter, you know, in terms of the numbers. And just like Macy's and Bloomingdale's and whatever have you, salon owners want to bring up their sales, too, at the end of the year, you know, and they're looking at the numbers. they're looking to see how they can, you know, make up for a bad year, because this could have been a bad year. They may want to take this year and take it over the top, or this could be a good year, and they just want to just max it all out. They may have financial goals, and their goals have to be met in this last period of sales, last quarter of sales. So this is a really, really, really important time of year for all of us. So with that being said, you have to go in, and we're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about recruiting skincare professionals, and we're going to talk about selling to the skincare professional, and it's two different things. If you want to sell to the skincare professional, recruiting. If you want to recruit Avon representative as a sales rep from a salon, whether it's a hair salon or a nail salon or skincare problem, massage parlor, whatever it is that you want to do, one of the things you have to do, you just can't go in and say, oh, you want to become an Avon rep. You have to show them the money. And what I would say, do your homework. Sit down with a piece of paper, write out the numbers, so that when you sit down with a salon owner, you can say, this is what this will cost you. And what I would do, I would come in with a sample. So what you do, you tell the salon owner, said, show them a basket, and it could be just things like footwork, because she may already have a skincare product line in her salon. Now, in my spa, I have four product lines, but I sell three product lines in my salon. And the reason why I personally sell three, because I want my clients to have the maximum result. And I don't want them to take the professional product line, which can cost them close to $300, and say, okay, you know, they can't afford it, and they walk away. I'd rather them take a product line that will cost them maybe $75, and they have everything they need. So depending on the person's, I think, finances, that will determine what skincare products I will use on that particular client. So let's talk about Avon. So if this take, for example, the client, the technician or the salon owner or whoever who already has a product line. So what you may want to offer them is the footwork products, you know, which is the powder, the foot lotion, the scrub. That scrub is just magnificent, the scrub, the foot oil. And you can put that in a nice little basket. And depending on what you put in that basket, and depending on the cost, let's say the basket comes up to $25. So you're going to sit down, you're going to show her the basket. So let's tell this basket is what you would sell for $25. And I'm just making these numbers up now. And say that it costs you $12 to put the basket together. So you go with, if she sells one basket per day that she's open, just assuming she's open 5 days a week, you're going to sell her one basket, 5 days she's going to sell these baskets, and she would make $125 at the end of the week, selling one basket at $25, 5 days. Per month, that would be $500, and who would turn down an extra $500? I don't know anybody. If she sells two baskets a day at $50, $25 a basket, so that's $50 a day times 5 days, that's $250 extra in her cash register. You got to mention that in her cash register, or you may want to say in your pocket per week. Or it's $1,000 per month. And so that, you know, that this is when her ears will perk up when she hears these numbers. The next thing you say to her is, if she sells 3 baskets a day times 5 days a week, comes up to $375, which brings her an extra $1,500 per month. And when you break things down like that to her, you know, you got to show her the numbers. And you may want to have 2-3 different sheets of paper, you know, one with the $50 per day, $25 a day times 1 basket per day per week. Then you may want to have 2 baskets sold per day times 5. And you may have another sheet that says 3 baskets times 5. And what, you know, and this is just so she can physically see what she is making, because that's what she wants to do. She wants to make the bottom line. So that's what you, so, and so with that, you should be signing her up to become an Avon representative. And the sky is the limit. You know, the sky, and tell her you're working with low numbers and that you predict that she would make more money than what you are actually showing her. But at the bare minimum, this is where she should be at. The next thing you want to show her is, so if she doesn't want to become an Avon representative, then what you may want to do is sell her baskets. And if the basket costs you $12 to make, you have to make money also. So you sell it to her for $22, whatever, and then suggest that she sells the basket for $30 or $35. So this way she makes some money also. So she's always making some kind of money. And then you can go through the whole thing with the chart, you know, if you want to with that. You know, if she sells XYZ per day, times the week, times 4 days, and this is how much extra income that she would make coming into this Avon business. I'm selling your products for you. Now, on the good thing about doing it that way is that if you pre-order, if you think you can get out there and see a lot of salons, and if you pre-order, say $500, then you get double dollars. That's $1,000. You know, $1,000 in double in points. So you may want to think of it in that sense. But the other thing, one of the reasons why the Avon bring her in as an Avon rep in these baskets is because, and why it's so good, is because we are just about going into the Christmas holiday, as I mentioned before. But right after the Christmas holidays is Valentine's Day. So she, you know, so the gift giving season don't stop at Christmas. So she could make Valentine's Day baskets, and then what comes right after Valentine's Day baskets? You have Easter. What comes after Easter? You have Mother's Day. You have after Mother's Day, you have Father's Day. After Father's Day, you have graduations. After the that's all kinds of graduations. You know, whether it's college, high school, whatever. After the graduation comes, I just lost my train of thought. A wedding. After the wedding come the bridal showers. So these, you know, gifts. And so, you know, then you could do holiday travel baskets. You know, every, I don't know, a person on earth that don't want a skin so sore when they're getting ready to travel. So, you know, so these are the things that you can offer her as an Avon rep. And I would say to her, you know, it don't end at Christmas. Christmas is just the beginning. So, you know, you may really, really want to recruit her as an Avon representative. And how do you benefit from it? Well, you know, your team, you benefit from her sales or their sales, because I'm assuming you're going to get more than one salon. You benefit from their sales because it will bring you up in numbers, and those numbers will bring you up in terms of what you're going to receive as a as an overall team effort. And based on your efforts of recruiting and mentoring, you yourself will receive checks. Well, not checks, because you have to move out these Avon things now. But you receive monies off of your bill as a result. So I just got distracted because I got an email something about lookout breach reports from Facebook, and it's always something. Somebody's always trying to do things that hurt your bottom line. Okay, so that's that. So you want to make sure you talk to salons, and not only salons, because I tell you personally, I would really work on the barbershop. Because we forget about the men, and the men are helpless. They don't know what to buy. They don't know what to get. They don't care what they spend as long as they're not in the doghouse. That's the bottom line. As long as they're not in the doghouse, they don't care. And if it's already wrapped and looked pretty, they don't care what's in it. So, and I find that men, because they are just like crazed, they will buy everything. They'll buy everything you have on the table. But they have to buy for everybody in their little shopping list, and it's easier for them to buy it in one location. So I would really have conversations with barbershops. It's not too late to do this. Let me get my calendar out. I just had it. Today is the 5th. You could start this week getting commitments from Avon rep or potential Avon representatives. They could place if they do it this week, if they get them in this week, they could actually place an order, and you could help them as you sign them up. You could help them place their first order on Sunday, which the orders begin that day. And then they will have their products by the 16th, 15th, the latest. And then they can make their little basket and have them ready for Thanksgiving, which is the 22nd, the following week, Friday, which is Good Friday, not Good Friday, Black Friday, and Saturday, what you call it? Small business sale Saturday and Cyber Monday, and they don't have to have a lot. You know, I know this is a lot. What you could do is they can make one nice basket as a sample, and you show her how to make it. Have one basket as a sample and get orders. Have the orders, and tell her to take a deposit. Or even pay for it in full. She knows her customers. You don't have them pay for it in full. They know. She knows. She's not going anywhere. Have them pay for the orders and sales. So she don't have to have everything on hand. So let me see the stick. We'll see what time it is and where we are. Oh, boy. So as time just went by so fast. We only got 9 minutes left. So I wanted to take these last few minutes just to remind everyone that you should do either on your Facebook page or on your on your Facebook page, or your social media, I should say, because that would include your Instagram, Twitter, whatever you're going with. You should start creating posts, and so that you can start getting your customers to become thinking about ordering their products for the Christmas holidays. So I actually took the one I used, oh, I think it was 3 years ago, I want to say. Yeah, I took the one from 3 years ago, and pulled that out from God knows where, for Black Friday, and I just tweeted it, and I have it scheduled. I have mine scheduled to go out the 20th, I think, of November. So I'm already set with my email blast for that. And then what I've done on my Avon Facebook page, I've already put my announcement for buying online and getting a discount. So I've already done that in terms of, that's already on my post. So you may want to start doing that now. And then also, this is something we're going to talk about in December. And I'm bad. I haven't done this myself. I've got to watch the time. I'm bad. I haven't done this myself. I need to do this. I'm going to really make a conscious effort in doing so. You know, we're in business. And we should have a marketing calendar. When you're going to promote, when you're going to send out email blasts, when you're going to do whatever. We all should have that. There's no excuse for us not having that. And so think about, you know, looking, anyone got their new calendars out, get your new calendar and sit down, look at the holidays and look at what you're going to promote in the year 2019. What kind of promotion you're going to put together, when you're going to put the promotion together, and how long you're going to have the promotion. That's what you should start doing also. And again, we're going to talk about that in depth in December. Okay, so that should be it in terms of time. Again, go out, recruit these skincare professionals, and get them to order Avon products from you. Okay, with that, everyone, I hope you have a good week. This is the week that we do place our Avon order, so you should be gathering your orders as we speak, and getting ready to submit them. I submit mine on Sunday. I don't know what day you submit yours, but you should have them ready to go for this weekend. So with that, everyone, I hope that you have a great week. Be safe if you're driving, because it is raining today. And make it happen. Okay, with that, good night, everyone.